Back after a 2 month hiatus. It's the Fifth Quarter Podcast, guys. Long time. It's been 2 months since we last penetrated your audio holes, you know.
Oh, gosh.
But, you know, last episode was LeBron. It's kind of funny how our last episode was like at the trade deadline. We were like, man, the Lakers are going to make the playoffs, but are they going to be able to end? And here we are.
Speak for yourself. I said they were going to miss the
playoffs. Oh, my bad then. Well, here we are, the first round of the NBA playoff. LeBronless for the guys. It's been 15 years since LeBron last missed the playoffs.
It can't lose to the Warriors if he can't don't make the playoffs.
Yep,
smart move by him.
If you can't beat him, don't be in the playoffs. Yeah,
yeah. If you can't beat him,
he did a reverse KD.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we call a losing to the Warriors with dignity. So,
sure.
All right. Well, guys, let's start off with the Eastern Conference, a conference that LeBron dominated for years before leaving to the Western Conference.
We're guaranteed to get a new team in the finals from the Eastern Conference this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this is the first finals that has not had either LeBron, Kobe, or Tim Duncan in like the longest,
like 8 years, I think.
Not even, because LeBron was has been in like the last eight finals, and then Kobe was in it for two, and then before that, Tim Duncan was in it a couple of times. So, yeah.
Let's get started. The number one team out of the Metropolitan.
Oh wait! First, wanted to give a shout out to Dwayne Wade, Dirk Nowitzki for you know, giving us great careers and ending on a strong note. So, all right.
Shout out Paul Pierce for the memes.
Shout out Paul Pierce. All right. Well, let's get started, boys. The first seed in Milwaukee Bucks played the eighth seed Detroit Pistons. Do forgive me.
Oh, wait, we're talking NBA? Third time at the NHL?
Oh, wow. Real smart ass. I'm kidding.
Washington Capitals.
How are the NHL playoffs going, by the way?
No, we're not talking NHL.
Oh, I'm you're sure just sad because Carolina's been losing, huh?
Carolina sucks.
You think I actually care about them? I can't name a player on the team.
I can't.
Needy Onitora.
I mean,
Marc-Andre, or no. Okay, I can
if
name
they
one.
They start winning, I'll watch them, but, you know, it's probably not going to happen.
They're going to get swept.
This is enough hockey talk.
Okay, on to the NBA. The number one seed Milwaukee Bucks versus the number eight Detroit, whatever the fuck.
Pistons.
Great start.
Yeah.
Kind of impressive that how kind of rough the eighth seed is in the
yeah,
East.
Yeah, Detroit kind of struggled in the year
guys,
a little bit.
The Hornets almost made the playoffs, and the Pistons made it.
Went through a game off, sadly.
Yeah.
I think that would have been a more entertaining series.
Well, I guess the biggest stories for Detroit are the biggest story is probably Blake Griffin. I mean, he was traded, if I remember correctly, last year from the Clippers after getting that big contract. And I mean,
he's actually been playing pretty well. So,
yeah. I mean, he's been,
averaging 24.5 points a game.
Yeah, it's good to see him, I guess, shining in a new team. So,
ew.
But I think we all know the result of this series. This series, I don't even really care about talking much because it's. I think
the only thing that makes it a little interesting is the Bucks won't have Malcolm Brogdon.
Yeah,
so I think it won't. That's the reason it won't be a sweep. So I mean, for me, I would say Milwaukee wins this in six.
Nah. Oh, six.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to sweep. Milwaukee's going to be an interesting team this playoffs. Because, like, last season, if I remember correctly, Boston kind of shut down Milwaukee. But other than that,
I don't see anybody else. Last season was really different, though, for Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah, it was. I mean,
you'll see what I think of Milwaukee later on in these episodes.
All right, well, moving on, because that was kind of an easy series to predict. The second seed Toronto Raptors faced the seventh seed Orlando Magic. Guys, the fucking Magic made the playoffs. That's how you know the East is on some weird shit. I'm
Who's your leading scorer? Nikola Vucevic?
I'll pull it up. Probably. Except you'll always see – I always see, like, Aaron Gordon doing all the interviews.
Yeah, it's Vucevic with 20 a game.
Hey, man, we stand team basketball. Look at that.
20-12 for Vucevic. That's pretty high. Pretty
hey, good. Man, all their starters are averaging above 10 points. So double-digit points per game.
Hold up, wait. Kawhi Leonard doesn't lead the Raptors in points?
Interesting.
Pascal Siakam does.
I actually would have never guessed that.
I wouldn't
No,
either.
He does. It says here that Kawhi Leonard has 26.6 points per game, and Pascal has 16.9. Huh, nice.
So why does Toronto? ESPN's retarded, I guess.
That's why I use the score. The score. Keep track of all your favorite teams and get up to minute alerts. I don't know. I can't. Ah, screw it.
The question is, I mean, do we trust Toronto in this playoffs?
Yes.
They got a new coach, and now they have Kawhi Leonard. So
there's no LeBron.
Yeah, no LeBron.
There's no LeBron. Kawhi Leonard has taken over for DeMar DeRozan. So that's nice. I don't know. I don't see this team choking it up until later on.
Yeah, until later on. Not against the Magic.
Yeah, I have Toronto.
You are one game away from being 500.
Again, it's fascinating how easy it is to predict like some of these Eastern Conference matchups. Well,
the thing is, this isn't like March Madness to where it's only one game where it could spice things up. We know who the favorites are; they're gonna win most likely.
Toronto's not losing four games to Orlando. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of March Madness, Johan, how'd your bracket turn out?
I deleted the app. That should tell you. I mean, not that I care about the app that much. I did not do that well.
I'll have to redeem my Taco Mac meal sometime.
You will. And Nick, let's hope let's hope that Porto decides to rev it up. Actually, that might be fun.
You're going to owe me money, too.
Your boy's making some really bad money decisions. So, moving on.
All right, I'll move back. This is a spicy one.
The Philadelphia 76ers, the third-seeded 76ers, face the six-seeded Brooklyn Nets. Interesting news has come out, though. Joel Embiid is unlikely to play game one of the series.
And game two.
I heard it. Would it be a shocker if he missed the whole first round?
The whole first round, yes. I don't think he'll play in the first weekend, though.
Because, I mean, it changes a lot. I don't think this series changes much, when it comes to result.
I don't want to play with D'Angelo Russell right now.
Me neither.
Joe Harris.
Hey, that's a three-point contest-winning Joe Harris that we're talking about.
I forgot about
know.
That.
That other guy, Spencer Dinwiddie.
Hey, man, Rondae Hollis Jefferson, yep, a stud.
Yeah.
Allen Crabbe. Wasn't Allen Crabbe signed with, like, a max, if I remember correctly?
I pray to God not.
I don't know. But what I do know
he's a killer, 2K,
is that
dude is fun
Magic Johnson has really bad judgment. That we actually don't know if Lonzo's going to turn out to be better. Maybe, I don't know. But D'Angelo has been playing really well this year, which is good for him. Brooklyn is an exciting team. So it'll be interesting. I think this series might be a little more interesting than the other two. Actually, for sure, it'll be a little more interesting, including if Joel's out. But I'll still give Philly this game. Or this, depending on how many games Joel Embiid misses, I'll probably go with the series ends six games. I think Philly gets 4-2.
Yeah, I didn't know about the Joel Embiid news. So I had Philly winning in. No, I actually didn't. So I had Philly winning in five, but I'll probably push that to six now. But I still think they handled this.
Yeah, I had Philly in six, but I want to say seven. But I don't think so.
We'll need Ben Simmons. We'll need to step up. Maybe shoot a three.
One point.
The fact that Boban has more 3-point attempts than him is kind of funny.
Everything about Ben Simmons is pretty funny. He thinks he's the shit because he won Rookie of the Year last year.
as a second year player.
Yeah, as a second year player.
Shell is still on this.
He keeps bringing it up. It's him that keeps bringing it up. It's not me.
Our King Donovan Mitchell deserves his award.
Yeah, he did deserve
it. Even better.
Yo, who do y'all think wins Rookie of the Year this year? Because a lot of people are saying Luka, but like Trae Young kind of.
It's actually closer than most people would think, but I would still.
Well, I don't know. ESPN had a poll that was like 70 something. It was crazy, and I'm like, that's mad disrespectful because I think Trae Young's been playing really well.
He has been. He's been playing great.
Like after the he started off really badly, but around around the All-Star break, he started turning it up a little.
Hit a few game winners.
Yeah, he's been fun to watch. I wonder how him and John Collins. Depending on what they get in the draft, it'll be interesting.
DeAndre Hunt, maybe Cam Reddish.
Yeah.
There'd be two good players that move.
So I'm trying to find out the season series for the Sixers and I'm trying to see who.
I think Sixers went 3-1 against the Nets. I think I could be wrong on.
Yeah, it's not showing me who won the previous matchups, so that's not nice. But their last matchup, Philly won 123-110, but that's only one game. But yeah, I'm gonna. Okay, weird, interesting stat that the score has, guys. There's something called Pythagorean wins. What does that mean?
Triangle offense.
What's a Pythagorean win? I thought I'd lose that word after like.
But that's like when you solve like a Pythagorean theorem problem without using calculus or anything. You just do it all mentally.
Pythagorean expectation. The Pythagorean expectation is a sports analytics formula devised by Bill James to estimate the percentage of games a baseball team should have won based on the number of runs they scored and allowed. So that's baseball, but I'm getting so.
Baseball.
So yeah, it's.
Great.
Their win percentage should be based only on their points for and against.
Shut up!
Which is interesting. Yeah, I think that's
Indiana.
That's still interesting. That's a cool stat. That's a neat stat.
I'll show you a neat stat.
Shut up! Nobody likes you.
All right, can we move
Celtics versus Indiana?
Yeah.
Please.
Okay. Well, I'll take Philly. I'll take Philly at 4-2.
All right, so we all agree on that.
Yeah. So Boston plays Indiana. Four-seeded Boston plays the fifth-seeded Indiana Pacers.
I don't like either of these teams. I'm not going to lie.
I would like to ask how hell Indiana became a fifth seed. Well, it's the East. But
yes. That's all you need to know. You answered the question. There's no more.
Because, Victor Oladipo got injured, and he's a stud.
He's good.
Which makes me wonder, where would Indiana be if he was still playing?
Probably the 4 seed, but a much stronger 4 seed that actually has a chance at advancing further. But,
oh my gosh, RJ Hunter has 17 points a game. Good for him. Sorry, just a random interjection. Yeah, no, I'm going to take Boston in this one.
Boston 4-1.
I have Boston in 6. I don't trust Boston enough to completely seal it away early, but I think they
can. Yeah, I'll probably go Boston 6. Man, Eastern Conference matchups are lame.
Yeah,
thank you, Brooklyn, for at least being interesting. How
many
games?
Only mildly interesting.
Yeah. Wow, Brooklyn was 6 games off of Indiana. It's crazy. All right, well, let's move on to a more interesting conference. This doesn't even matter, but
Sweep
the first
City.
Seeded Golden State Warriors play the 8th seed Los Angeles Clippers, who they will most likely. Hey, man. I think the Clippers will probably put up a better fight than the Pistons, Magic, or the Pacers will. So, in those other. Well, actually, I think they'll probably put up a better fight than the Pistons and the Magic. Clippers, I'm telling you, man. The Western Conference teams get robbed just because of how. Just by the East, dude. They should make it a lot far. Like, if the NBA went 1-16. It'd be,
yeah. Actually, I have a screenshot of what it would look like, but it'd be so much better if it was 1 through 16, then our playoff format, no.
I know, I saw that. It'd be like, what, Milwaukee?
It's, well, okay, I don't know if we really want to go through all of these.
I would. I'd want to see the matchups. I'd want to hear the matchups.
All right, well, then I'll go through all of them. Okay, so I have it right here. Milwaukee would face the Pistons. The Jazz and the Celtics would play. Rockets and Spurs, and Nuggets and Clippers. And on the other side of the bracket would be Raptors, Nets, which would be that'd be a pretty good series, actually. 76ers and the Thunder would be good, too. That's the next matchup.
Hey, Joel Embiid versus Russ after a few games.
Trailblazers and Pacers would be the battle of the teams losing a really good player. And then Warriors Magic. So, I mean, honestly, it's not that much better. But it's certainly more even, especially when you get to the later rounds, splitting up the teams like that.
Yeah, it's kind of bummy how I don't know. I wish they changed it to where, like, both conferences, it was just overall standings, but we'll probably never get that because it'd probably just be full of Western Conference teams. But back to this, y'all really think the Clippers are going to get swept?
Yes.
Yeah.
Shame. Like, I think they get
not gonna be close.
I'll give them one. I'll say the series is 4-1.
Why?
I don't know, because the Clippers. Lou Will.
No, all right, tell me what game you think the Clippers are gonna win and I'll bet you on that.
Interesting.
You gotta tell me what game though.
Game 3? Yeah.
What do you think the bet? What do you want the bet to be?
What do you want to bet?
I don't know. I didn't think you'd actually accept this, but I thought you would say no. Well, we'll think of it later. We'll think of it later.
It's 4-1. Moving on, the Denver Nuggets play the San Antonio Spurs. I think San Antonio has yet to miss the playoffs since they drafted Tim Duncan. That is.
Yeah, I think you're right.
If I'm correct. That is crazy that Pop has lost a lot of players and is still in the playoffs. And, I mean, not that I don't think they'll beat Denver, but they're probably going to give Denver a good fight.
No, they definitely will. Especially the Nuggets aren't used to being, like, a high seed as well. So, I mean, I think there's going to be some pressure on them. But, I mean, I still think they handle business here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be like a 6-game series.
Yeah, that's what I have too. 6-game series.
6-game. Yeah, I'd probably go 6 too. Man, Denver's going to be interesting this year because they were what, the 1 seed when Golden State was kind of rough, and then Golden State played them and smacked the fuck out of them.
Yeah, see, the 3 times that I've seen the Nuggets play, they got destroyed by Golden State.
Yeah, I mean, their losses are bad against Golden State, 116-102, 122-105. They're pretty sure they played one more time. Let me see if I can find it. 142-111. I mean, gosh darn, dude.
Yeah,
How are you a two seed getting smacked around like that?
Man. All right, so what do you think, Johan?
I mean, I'll give the Spurs I think the Spurs can make it. Yeah, I'll give them 6.
6?
Actually, I'll go 5. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I'm probably going to go 5. But I think they're going to be, like, I think 4 of them are going to be highly contested, and then one of them is just going to be a blowout.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think maybe DeRozan or Rudy Gay or LaMarcus Aldridge, one of them. I think one of them will the Spurs to win, you know, with their efficient 2-foot shots. I mean, 2-point shots, because, you know, what's a 3-pointer? I did not know Rudy Gay was a power forward. According to 2K, he is. And I found that interesting.
That is interesting.
Moving on to the only upset I see in the first round.
Yep.
OKC plays Portland.
Portland lost their match. No, it's kind of a killer.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what's crazy?
They still hung on to the 3 seed, though, which is impressive.
No, that is, but, like, The West was like, had OKC won one more game, I don't know if they had the tiebreaker with the Jazz. But they would have ended up playing the Rockets.
Yeah, they would have played the Rockets.
That would have been an insane series.
Yeah, that would have been crazy, having to see those two, one of them eliminate the other. But
I mean, I think this series will be fun, though.
Yeah.
I mean, still Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I think this one could go seven. I'll give OKC a seven in a seven game.
This is definitely the most exciting first-round matchup for me, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say, for me, though, I have OKC winning in six. That could be a little out there, but I think they're better than Portland.
I'll go OKC in seven. Okay, in seven.
All right. And moving on, I think, Houston plays Utah.
This is probably the second best matchup.
Go Jazz.
Hey, man.
I know who Nick's going to pick on this. But
I do. I
feel
too.
Pretty strongly about the Rockets and the
Jazz in seven. Yeah, no. Rockets are going to win.
Yeah, I think so too, but man, I'm going to be interested in seeing how the Rockets do in the playoffs because,
I mean, if they win, it sets up a matchup versus Golden State in the semifinals,
which is really good. This time, if Chris Paul stays healthy, he's not. It's not like he was a lot better last year.
The Rockets aren't as good this year. They lost some players, but
man, I want to know if Harden chokes it up this year again. Because
I hope.
Because if he does, man, what does that do? Like, what does it do for a player that dominates the regular season, but you choke it up as soon as you play in April, or like you play in May?
They would call you Peyton Manning.
Like, because if we're being honest, like James Harden. I mean, I don't know if he's MVP. I mean, I think Giannis has the best case.
Giannis.
But
I don't know, man.
I think he's a close second. And this is the third straight year that he's been an MVP candidate. If he doesn't show up in the playoffs this year, I mean, what's the point?
They're going to need him more this year than they needed him last year. So he's really going to have to step up.
Yeah. I mean, look, their last game against
Maybe Jay Crowder will put the clamps
Golden
on
Golden State, they lost by two. Oh, man. If Utah plays Golden State, I think they're going to get swept.
Oh, hell no. They're going to get swept.
Rudy Gobert is going to be floored again by Stephen. It's just going to be. You know what? I just think that now the NBA, we'll probably never see a team like the Pistons again where, they're an all-around.
Well, hang on. Wait. If the Jazz win and Oklahoma City wins, Oklahoma City plays the Warriors.
No. It's bracket format, Nick.
It is. Oh, damn it.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's kind of crazy how, the NBA's changed because before, we'll probably never see a team like the Pacers. I mean, not the Pacers. The Spurs. And even the Spurs, I guess, Tim had big names, but, the Jazz are a lot more, I guess, to me, they seem a lot more coach-based than individual-based. And I don't know, man. Golden State is just individual and team. And
that's why they're unstoppable.
I guess the thing to beat Golden State is you kind of need a name to beat them. You need, somebody like James Harden who
– You need names.
Well, no. Kawhi Leonard, that 2 years ago when Kawhi got stepped on by Zaza, they were beating him by 20. And they didn't because Kawhi got injured and was out for the
– Yeah, yeah. I mean, Golden State probably still would have won that, though.
It's still – man. There's so many what-ifs with Golden State. When you we're going to have a 30-for-30 on Golden State.
Well, you know what changed the whole NBA was when
Klay Thompson's game six.
Yeah.
Game six
when
with Klay Thompson.
Golden State came back against the Thunder. That changed the NBA for the foreseeable future. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
Mike Breen's block by James Call actually just haunted us, haunted the NBA for years and caused darkness, brought darkness upon the land.
Yeah, that's also another one.
It blows my mind that a 72 win team had to call Kevin Durant and say, "Bro, we need you." It blows. I hate this. I hate the Golden State Warriors.
Well, I think that's an argument for LeBron, to be honest. Because LeBron beat that 72-win team. And Golden State was like, yeah, we need Kevin Durant. So we're for sure going to win these things in the future.
Look at LeBron being LeBron was Thanos. But now Golden State is Thanos. They got all the Infinity Stones. And they got Boogie. And
we could probably make a better comparison after the new Avengers movie. But yeah, Golden State just kind of...
Hey, man, so does that mean
all the Avengers together, and then they're probably going to defeat Thanos, because that's what's going to happen.
Hey, next year's theme is going to be Rise of Skywalker, because it's going to be LeBron doing a little the Emperor Palpatine laugh.
oh, man.
As he's returning.
That's good.
No, Kawhi Leonard laugh.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. Yo, that would be funny. Also, that trailer was really good.
Hype.
I'm excited. Yep. I'm trying to find the Kawhi Leonard laugh, like just a snippet.
I can imagine it in my head right now. It's like haunting me.
I retweeted a video with the Kawhi Leonard laugh and the Palpatine laugh.
Man, that's such an ugly laugh.
He laughs as poorly as Patrick Mahomes talks.
Patrick Mahomes talking makes me cringe. Let me see if I can find the
Kermit the quarterback.
Kermit the quarterback. That's goodness. Funny.
All right, so are we going to go next round?
Well, there's no next
round. Well,
you guys
want to do next round. I say we skip ahead to the conference finals because that you get a little saucy. My conference finals are a little saucy.
Wait, so. Give me one. Are you sitting there? Gosh, that's such a disgusting laugh.
The fact that was like the headline thing on SportsCenter when that happened.
It was like NBA media day and everybody was just... Nobody cared about anything else, just his laugh. All right, so let's... Yeah, if y'all want to give your conference final... We all... Although I will say, I think I'm going to go with this one probably goes to 7-2. I wouldn't be shocked if this one went to 7. But
Houston, Utah, is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
I kind of forgot.
But 6,
Houston
probably.
And 6.
Yeah, it'll probably be 6.
Utah and 7.
Hopeful?
So Rockets and 6. Oh.
But yeah. Now, let's predict how over-under on Edwards thrown at said to James Harden after shooting free throws. That is an over-under that Vegas will not take because, yeah. I'm kidding. Utah, if anybody from Utah listens to us, we don't care about you.
Dude, wearing the Grayson Allen jersey in front of me at the Hawks game. You're racist. Grayson Allen's also a beast.
You don't believe that.
All right, well, 42. All right, so conference finals.
Let's just go... We'll go Eastern first, I guess. We each give our Eastern conference.
I'm probably
going to
go Milwaukee, Toronto. I don't see anything else.
Yeah. I got Milwaukee, yeah. Philadelphia.
Well, actually, yeah, I was about to say that. I wouldn't be shocked
with
if Philadelphia, eventually
Joel Embiid's going to play throughout the playoffs.
Look, guys, I'm saying is that Ben Simmons is going to pull up from three once. He's going to stroke it in. And he's going to be like, whoa, I could do that.
Ben Simmons left open for the wide open three. With 1 second left.
Yo, we need Mike Breen on that call. Ben Simmons, bang!
That would never happen, though.
No, we could wish.
Terrible.
We could wish one day.
You'd have to give the double bang if that happened, to be honest. He's only,
bang,
he only does that like, once every 5 years.
Mike Breen, man, some iconic ass calls.
Yeah.
Probably my favorite is still the was it Melo on Luol Deng? Or Luol Deng on Melo and he made a but yeah, blocked by James is probably gonna go down as the best call.
He liked the Melo call. Trash.
You know what? I'm not gonna argue Melo's case. All I know is that he needs
Melo is not in the playoffs or on a team. So
no, that's why I'm that yeah.
He's not in the NBA. Carmelo Anthony's not an NBA player.
All right, well so
okay, so Johan, it seemed like you might are you still going Toronto, Milwaukee?
You know, I feel like if the Raptors are going to make an impact, I feel like it has to be this year. I think Philly still has – they have time, but I feel like Toronto is probably going to go all out – or all in this year. So I'll probably go Milwaukee, Toronto.
And then, I mean, Milwaukee's got a pretty easy cakewalk to the conference finals, to be honest.
Yeah, the conference finals.
You don't think the Celtics, if they make it, could give them any trouble?
I think Milwaukee wins that in five.
If Brogdon's back for that series, then no. I don't think
Yeah, if Brogdon's not back, then yeah, that could be interesting. But I think he is going to be back.
I think he will be back.
Yeah.
Yeah, he should be.
So, yeah, I mean, I have Milwaukee, Philadelphia, and then I have that actually going to seven games, but Milwaukee winning.
Interesting. I have Milwaukee winning at six against Toronto.
Yeah, I'd probably go Toronto in seven.
Toronto?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Toronto in seven.
Yeah, if they beat I think they beat Milwaukee.
Ooh. Drake going to the NBA Finals. Interesting.
Well, cheering for Golden State.
The Raptors should be forever cursed, right?
They should be, yeah.
We'll no, see. Drake's a Golden State fan. I don't know why.
He's the Raptors ambassador. They're cursed.
No. You have to understand, though. When they last – I'm pretty sure KD made a, like, game-winning shot in Toronto, and Drake dapped him up for it. I mean, they're friends, but, like
– Drake's also a Man United fan.
Drake's a fan of anybody. If the Raptors
win that game, I bet he's celebrating.
Drake's a fan of any team with relevance.
Yeah. And so. he wore that jacket in the was it the NFL conference?
Yeah, the conference championships.
And they all went to overtime.
Conference championships did. I was gonna say the Super Bowl was Bill made sure to handle that in regular time. But that's right.
Let's not get our Patriots.
Hey, that was also I'm pretty sure our last episode was held after the Super Bowl. Which we should probably do.
Nick,
a free
we messed up. We let Johan talk about Melo and the Patriots.
Okay, so
we should probably
we're talking about the West.
Also, Real Madrid was eliminated in the time we lasted a podcast.
And there's the other one.
Yay, Ajax, like I said. Ajax got it done.
Nick, we need to probably do one of those standard. Right after this round ends.
Ajax jersey is on the way.
Did you get the black one or the white one?
I went for the red one.
The white and red is really nice. Both their jerseys are really nice.
The black one is better. Those are the ones you sent.
It was, but I have more red shoes that I can go with.
So, moving on to the Western Conference.
This reminds me it's a little saucy, so I'll go last.
Ooh, the Warriors aren't making the finals. Great, that's interesting.
No, it's not saucy in that way.
Yeah, I'll probably go. I'm gonna go Warriors Thunder.
Oh, so I'm not that saucy apparently.
No,
that's what I have too.
No, that's what I was going with.
Shit, I'll even go Thunder losing seven.
Wow, so much
fun.
I'll go
both conference finals losing seven.
So, okay. So, none of us trust. Hold on, we have to address this. None of us trust Denver, I'm assuming.
Hell no.
Do you guys. I mean, I have that going to seven games since I went through all the rounds, but I mean, I think Oklahoma City should definitely be able to handle Denver, especially with the
talent. I would say Oklahoma six over Denver.
Six, wow.
Over Denver. I give zero trust with it. If you can shut down Nikola Jokic, I really don't trust anybody else.
I mean, I'm being honest, though, do you guys think, let's say the Rockets and the Warriors meet in the semifinals, do you think that's the toughest matchup for Golden State to get to the finals?
Would the Rockets? No. I think the Thunder.
The Thunder provide a stronger – wow, okay. For me, I think it'd be the Rockets, but I – because, I mean – I just don't know how Oklahoma City is going to beat Golden State. I mean, I think
Michael Beasley's on the Denver Nuggets, guys. Just one.
I think it's going to be Utah versus the Bucks.
Hey, man.
I would just like to say, Johan hasn't made his prediction.
So far.
What? Oh, the Western Conference? I told y'all. Damn, the more I think about it, as dumb as it sounds, like...
Oh, my God.
Would it blow y'all's mind if Houston beat OKC? I mean, if Houston beat beat Golden State?
It wouldn't blow my mind, no. I mean, I'd be surprised.
The Oklahoma City Thunder defeat the Houston Rockets in six games. That is my conference final prediction. Let's end this Golden State.
No,
DeMarcus Johan, Cousins. No, somebody, no, hey.
No,
DeMarcus Cousins is gonna elbow James Harden out of just pure anger. And then Draymond Green's gonna like fight KD. It's gonna happen. They're gonna implode. This is the year.
Johan, I'd like to remind you that several years ago when the Hawks were a sixth seed, you had them going to the NBA Finals.
You know what? That's because I just didn't want to see Cleveland in it again.
Johan, I can't know. Are you...
I asked right before, would it shock y'all if Golden State lost to Houston? Or were
I said I'd be surprised.
Oh, I thought y'all said
it ain't happening.
Okay,
it shouldn't happen.
If you're picking that to happen, I'm picking Milwaukee to win it all.
Well, hold on. I have Golden State beating Oklahoma City in five. Okay.
And five? Five?
Yes, five.
Why? I have Golden State instead.
Over Oklahoma City?
Oklahoma.
Okay. I mean, that's fair. I mean,
I'm trying to find the last matchups. Golden State
puts the clamps down.
It gets real spicy
OKC,
when you get to the
finals. I mean, OKC's kind of been able to compete with them. I don't know. I think Houston – I think if anybody beats them, yeah, that's probably going to be Houston. If anybody beats OKC. See, if anybody beats Golden State.
If it's going to be anyone, it would be Houston.
It's either Houston or Toronto.
Nicholas,
maybe, yeah. Or whoever comes out of the East. Well, I wouldn't say Philly could probably beat them. I think Philly would.
All right. What are the final predictions?
Milwaukee, Golden State for me.
Oh, man. I think Toronto defeats the Houston Rockets.
What the
Didn't y'all hear me say Houston beats Golden State? Or did I say Golden State? I said Houston. Or did I say Golden State?
This sounds a hell of a lot like your NCAA bracket where Wofford goes to, like, the final four.
And you know what? If whatever that white kid's name didn't shoot Fletcher over 12, Fletcher stupid ass.
Wow.
If he could make more than
this,
his family can go suck my nuts. That's what they could do.
That'd be funny if they actually watch this.
His family can suck my nuts. All right? I'm probably gonna have to censor that.
No, it's too late.
I'll give you something you need to censor.
Please don't. screw that kid. Fletcher McGee, there. Why? Oh my gosh. How does a white boy not? How can a white boy miss all his shots? Both of you, explain.
Wow.
What happened?
Talking to a very unathletic white kid. I can only play soccer.
John, the possible explanation for that is because Kentucky gets lucky in the tournament. So.
I'm disgusted. I have a
okay. So what,
I have a 23-second video where Stephen A. just says, "I'm disgusted," and that's what I'm feeling.
I'm disgusted by your predictions, Johan.
How many games for the Warriors?
Oh my gosh, fine. If I must give tame, safe
predictions. No, you already went with it. You can't go back on it. If you go back on it, I'll roast you even more. So you committed.
All right, Toronto beats Houston.
For me, Milwaukee loses to Golden State, and Golden State wins in six. I just don't – Milwaukee doesn't have enough players other than Giannis to really have a solid chance at beating them.
Milwaukee's the number two defensive team. Giannis has that length.
Giannis versus KD would be fun, though. I would enjoy watching.
Giannis can block a three-pointer from the basket.
Giannis might be the only person that has a chance at blocking Kevin Durant's jump shot.
Yo, who learns a jump shot first? Or who learns a three-pointer first, Giannis or Ben Simmons?
Giannis, no doubt.
Giannis can already hit three. What are you on about?
Yeah, but I mean like a consistent one.
Ben Simmons won't shoot a 30%. I think that ends it right there.
Giannis hits a 30%. What are you talking about?
30% is pretty.
Okay, that's 30% higher than 30%
is decent for Giannis, I would say. It's enough to make the defense respect that shot.
It only takes a game.
And it also only takes like two steps for him to get into the paint.
You see how people.
Yeah.
I mean, he can go from half court to the basket in three steps. He might be able to lay it in from three-point line. That's how he hit three-pointers.
It's impressive. It's crazy how lengthy he is. What'd y'all say? Did y'all both go with Milwaukee?
Yes.
Making it to the finals?
Nick, did you say how many games it was?
I don't know.
You going to go to?
Milwaukee in seven.
I'd go Golden State six.
I'm the only person picking Golden State.
And that one, I'd go Golden State six.
I'll just go Milwaukee.
But in my full chaos bracket,
you committed to it. That's your main.
No,
bracket.
Because y'all both gave us an actual sensible, most likely situation. I gave some stupid prediction that I will not hold myself to.
No,
because I'm ashamed
of it. You got emotional, Johan. You got emotional, okay? And you went with it.
I know. But if I had to pick out of what y'all picked, I'd go Milwaukee in six. Or Golden State in six. I said Golden State in six originally. But
I mean, okay, so
we won't see that situation because James Harden is going to score 40 in six games.
What do
40
you guys,
per game.
What do you guys think would be the most entertaining finals matchup? Would it be this one, Milwaukee Golden State?
Utah Jazz Milwaukee.
Did Nick say Utah Jazz Milwaukee?
Yeah,
you'd
for me,
like the lowest.
No,
rated
I mean,
finals
no, for me,
like
for
years.
Me, either OKC or
would be like
Houston makes a better final series because with Golden State, it's fun, but
we know who's gonna win.
We know who's gonna win. For me, it'd probably be Sixers Thunder. That'd be a fun series. Because, you know, they go back and forth with each other since.
I would say Sixers Rockets would be better.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of fun series once. And you know what? Once KD leaves to where we don't know, then the NBA will probably be a little more fun. And.
Besides the Utah Jazz.
Jesus Christ. I want to know who's.
You wouldn't be able to take that heck.
Why would somebody go to.
Never mind. The Utah Jazz fans need to read the thing Kyle Korver posted or whatever.
They were
Utah
too busy
during his next game. I'm not even joking. It might actually happen.
I can just no. Oh Jesus! The Utah Jazz fans was the SD Zenit fan.
So Utah is Russia and Boston is Italy.
Healthy.
Our Russian and Italian kings are shining.
That's gonna be the finals. The battle of the racist fans.
The battle of the racist fans.
Oh man.
Who will prevail? Nothing but New Balances in the crowds.
Everybody on Utah side just wearing Grayson Allen.
No, they're not wearing Grayson Allen jerseys. They're wearing Patagonia. Damn it, Patagonia Vineyard Vines. With their they're gonna be hurt. They're gonna be hurt that they can't bring in their Yeti cups. The Yeti coolers, having some IPA or some craft beers.
Oh, they love their Sweetwater 420. Oh, no, they're Utah Jazz fans. They
don't drink. enjoying a nice glass of water. Or, sorry, bottles of water. Do y'all know that at concerts, they don't allow water bottles? Because people throw water bottles at the stage, I guess?
I believe that lesson.
It sucks.
At NBA games, they take off the caps of, like, the water bottles and stuff.
They took off the cap for mine, but then I already bought another water bottle, so I had to just replace the cap. But you were there. I also spilled ketchup on my shirt, so that blew. Hey, man, at the end of the day, we left with free Chick-fil-A. So
I still have to use my thing.
Yep.
I haven't touched it either. I'm not going to use it until I have to. Thank you, Kyle Korver.
Joe, I mean, you got the last two.
Yeah, we did. I felt bad for everybody behind us.
No, I didn't feel bad for them.
Oh, well, that's mean. I did a little.
No, you didn't.
A part. I mean, come on. I'm not a complete asshole. Like, I felt bad for them. Like, it kind of felt cool that we got the last ones, but I part of me did feel bad. I'm like, oh, man, they won't be able to enjoy a delicious, juicy, mouth-watering, crispy fried chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A with pickles or no pickles. It just depends on your liking. I'm not a pickles person.
That's the question.
No, because I get the spicy deluxe. And then I put but I hate pickles, so I get no pickles.
I got the normal deluxe today. It was pretty good.
Where are my pickles?
I've never been a pickles person. Bubble Butt can have all the pickles.
I've grown to be a pickle person. At least on hamburgers. I'm not like chicken sandwiches. Nah,
I can't do pickles or mustard. I can do honey mustard. Honey mustard's delicious, but normal mustard is eh.
Normal mustard only goes good on like hamburgers. Or maybe like pigs in a blanket.
Is this turning into the fifth plate podcast?
The fish fillet.
Just don't mention the fillet of fish.
The fillet of fish. Yo, who went to the was it in a lacrosse team that went to the White House and they were served exactly that? Except Chick-fil-A was included this time. They served good, clean, delicious, anti-LGBT chicken sandwiches. You have to, you love to see it. All right, that's as far as we're going to go with that. Guys, I don't know if it's been a pleasure.
It hasn't.
It hasn't.
Very underwhelming episode back.
Oh, very. I'm surprised we made it to – I'm actually surprised we made it to 50 because I'm like, I don't even know if we're going to be able –
Yeah, because we kind of – Eastern Conference was pretty crappy, but it's Western Conference helped out a little bit.
Yeah.
Tune in tonight for the Vasily Lomachenko boxing
match. This will probably be released tonight, but nobody's probably going to listen to it. So,
I mean, good sports weekend, though, this weekend. Masters are on. I mean, NHL, NBA playoffs.
Hockey.
I mean
– The UFC.
Our boy Izzy fights tomorrow, right?
Our Israel Adesanya will defeat Kevin Gastelum in a fifth-round decision.
Let's see.
Tiger Woods is only one shot behind. So, yeah.
Is he?
Nice. Oh, interesting.
Makes the Masters fun to watch.
That's not really a good game. You know, really no good games soccer-wise.
There's a
I was going to say – oh, Liverpool-Chelsea. Liverpool-Chelsea should be interesting. Oh, yeah. And then including Saturday with Crystal Palace and Man City earlier, so it'll be interesting. Because
I'm sure you're a Crystal Palace.
Shut up!
Wow, you want to see a Crystal Palace? Yeah, that doesn't seem cool. That seems pretty cool to me.
John doesn't appreciate it. It's been another episode of the Fifth Quarter Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. I was going to say till next week, but I don't even know till when.
Do you want to do like
next NFL?
We're gonna do round by round, I guess, with the NBA, and then me and Nick are gonna. I guess next week we'll try to do something for Champions League.
Are we gonna do anything for the NFL draft?
We should
this month.
We should. Yes, we should probably do a draft, like the bigger names and some interesting names and stuff.
Nick has his mock draft.
Throw it in with a free agency episode because we never covered free agency.
We can
Chris Hogan to
or the
live podcast.
But yeah, all right, guys.
I'll give a pre-draft power rankings. I know you guys love those. This is the most entertaining part.
Wait, when are you gonna give that now?
No, the draft episode.
We're gonna do a draft episode like after, aren't we? When is the draft? The 25th.
The 25th.
Oh my god! Sorry, because we have to time this correctly. Because I guess we could throw it in at the end of our like the second round preview for the NBA playoffs.
We should do a live podcast episode for the draft. Talk about the picks as they happen.
Well, we could.
That week's kind of a rough.
But that's a 3-hour thing, and I'm not. I can care less. Patriots don't pick till like 30 second. Because, you know, that's the pick save for the best team in the NFL.
So. No.
All right. It's Patriots been another episode of the Fifth Quarter Podcast.
They won't get a first-round pick.
Oh, my gosh.
Because they're going to trade it.
Do I end it or not?
Yes, end it. I need to eat food.
All right. Guys, it's not been a pleasure. Thank you for listening to the Fifth Quarter Podcast. Like, subscribe, review. I don't know. Tell your friends, family.
Colleagues. Classmates.
Play this at work. I mean, you might get fired. Shit. Maybe your
job sucks. Just tell your boss. Your boss will appreciate us.
Yeah. I don't know if you actually appreciate it, but yeah. All right. Peace.